Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 3 of the Vibe Files, aka the Terrace Show. It been over a week since I dropped a new episode. I know you guys been waiting. I did a little poll on Instagram. I was like at 75 total views on the podcast. I told you guys to get me to 100 views, I'll drop a new episode. You guys got me to over 150 total plays. I fuck with that. So just for y'all, you know, I'm dropping a new episode. Make sure y'all go follow my Instagram, official.terray, for you new up and coming artists. I like listening to up and coming artists, music or whatever. This episode will be, you know, kind of short and quick. Just a little touch up for the day. Tomorrow I will be doing a review on Pop Smoke album entitled Faith will be dropping tomorrow, well, about 4 hours from now, actually. I'll be listening to it right away. It has 20 tracks on it. Let's talk about that right fast. I was looking at the track list for his album, and one thing that stood out to me was the features. Man, why all the I'm not happy with all the features. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just too many. And 20 songs, it's only a couple of songs he's by himself. I think I only counted like 4 or 5 songs that without a feature out of 20. So 15 songs out of 20 have features on it. It's a few names that stood out to me. Kanye West, Pusha T, Rick Ross, The Dream. I'm like, damn, I thought The Dream, what the fuck? Shit, The Dream, I ain't heard from that nigga since I was in elementary. That nigga had that, so y'all know who The Dream is. I forgot the name of the song, but shit. Yo, he got 21 Savage, 42 Doug, someone named Rod Swish. I seen Pusha T, Travi and Beam, whoever that is, I don't know who that is. Busy Banks, Takeoff, Lil TJ, Sway Lee, Future, Chris Brown, Pharrell. Nah, I'm definitely gonna be interested in hearing that. Kid Cudi, Quavo, and Kodak. Nah, them a lot of superstar features, but to me, man, they did not need all that. They should have just saved it for the next album. I'm kind of mad that they ain't put that song. I know he got a song with Youngboy. Why the fuck they ain't put that on there? But hey, it better be on the next one. That's all I know. You feel me? But I'm very interested in that album. His first posthumous album did shit. That shit did excellent. That shit still one of the number one charted albums of 2021. That shit came out 2020. I became a fan of Pop Smoke after he passed. As you all know, I've said that plenty of times. I've heard of him before he passed, but I just wasn't into his music or whatever. But yeah, I'm, you know, interested in seeing this album and whatsoever. Hopefully 50 Cent, you know, produced it, you know, like the first one was. One thing about it, I don't know the official cover art for it. Like, I was looking it up. I'm trying to find it. Like, dude, I got an official cover art. I don't know. But also, while I'm on the subject, don't forget to follow my page, official.tarray. Official.tarray. You know what I'm saying? Give me all your feedback. Send me some news if you want me to talk about it whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I'm very interested in hearing from Pop Smoke tonight. Who else dropping? I want to... Hey, make sure y'all DM me again on Instagram, official.terray, if I should do a music review on Bootsy album. I fuck with Bootsy, but you know what I'm saying? His, lately, to me, Bootsy just... He's a street legend, but like his music just ain't the same as what it was back in the days. So I think Bootsy was good for his era of music when he was hot. you know, years ago, 10 plus years ago, whatsoever. I'm not saying he can make good music now, because of course the song with the baby period is in my playlist. You know, I fuck with that song. He got a couple of other songs that you know, kind of new, ain't been out a year, with Young Blue and stuff that I listen to. You know, Blue, another guy that dropping the album and I think in about 2 weeks, or probably next week, a week or two, I'm looking for it, called Moon Boy whatsoever. So I'll probably be doing music review on Bootsy, but I want to touch up on this Meek Mill versus Travis Scott situation. So I heard that they got into a little altercation at a party. It was, I want to say the, it was at a Hamptons white party. They got to an altercation. I like how it kind of like ain't nobody really got the like deep intel on it. I was trying to get some intel on it, but I can't. But that kind of caught me off guard. Like, you know, Meek Mill, Travis Scott, like, you know, two different people. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott got like the rage, you know, type, you know, thing going, you know, playing endorsements with Fortnite and stuff, while Meek Mill kind of on the, you know, street type of level. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, and I want to fight against, you know, black hate crime, stuff like that. You know, Meek Mill, you know, kind of trying to change his image. It was a video that was released, though, where Meek Mill can be heard yelling in the footage. He was, Travis Scott was the only one that showed up wearing black, I heard. He walked away from the party. It is unclear what set them off. You can hear Meek Mill yelling at him whatsoever. It was plenty of other stars in attendance at the party. What I've heard, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, everybody, if you ain't familiar with baseball, that's A-Rod, Quavo, Kid Cudi, Tinashe, Lil Baby, you know, other people. Uzi and JT were breakdancing and shit, you know, doing shit. That was the same party, you know, whatsoever. So, hey, shit, whatever happened, I'm trying to, if y'all know anything about it, let me know, because that shit interesting as fuck. Meek Mill versus Travis Scott. But I like how they killed this shit off media. Ain't now one of them, you know, went to the media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, you know, talk about it. Because, you know, usually some rappers would have been, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that nigga whatsoever. So I like how they kind of kept it on, like, you know, the professional side whatsoever. You know, that's what I like to see. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, if y'all, anyone who listens to this, have any more scoop on what really happened, y'all got some videos I ain't saw, send them bitches to official Dr. Ray. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, this is what I do. I love music intel. And this is like, you know, when it come to hip-hop and shit, this is like the first time I could not get my hands on that shit. I'm trying to see what the fuck caused this shit. I'm trying to get my hands on what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, man. And follow me, too, official Dr. Ray on Instagram. I'm going to keep saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? The Terrell Show, I'm going to set up a profile for that soon, coming up once, you know what I'm saying, I get to 1,000 total plays. I'm surprised on how, you know, my plays is actually rising right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't think, you know, a lot of people would be listening, but I appreciate all y'all, you know, supporting everything for it. But yeah, man, Meek Mill, Travis Scott, that was not, you know, a beef that I was expecting to hear. Yes, sir. Moving on, though, from that topic to the next situation at hand. This morning, the date is July 15th. You know what I'm saying? This morning, it was reports. I was saying reports. Lil Durk home was, it was an attempted robbery where people tried to break into his crib. But him and his girl India opened fire at, you know, the people try to break in. I'm like, damn, I need me a girl like India. You know what I'm saying? Said India open fire. You know how to break that pole. Now, you know, the stick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying, you know, no disrespect. I ain't disrespecting him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, reports on gunfight was estranged or whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Some people bust into his home. What was said? Estranged gunfight with him and his girlfriend Andy Young. Around a little after 5 a.m. That's a little early. I'd be mad as fuck being woke up out my damn sleep. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm asleep. Waking up, got to shoot at some niggas. You know what I'm saying? But it was said that several unidentified individuals entered Dirk's home in the Chateau, whatever that shit called, neighborhood in Braselton, about an hour outside Atlanta, and a shootout, you know, happened. Dirk and India discharged their firearms, but nobody was injured in the incident. I'm like, damn, what was they shooting? Y'all more, you know, y'all can't aim, you know what I'm saying? But it good nobody got hit, you know what I'm saying? But it was unclear how many people was had entered the home. Whatsoever, say cops is asking for tips. So shit, if you wanna be a snitch, go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Handle your business for y'all snitch ass niggas out there. That shit caught me off guard. I'm like, damn, too much shit going on. For one, I want to know who the fuck, what Lil Durk did to these people. You know what I'm saying? What the hell Lil Durk do, man? Durk supposed to be doing the slime, not get slid on. Then here go 6ix9ine. Someone need to beat 6ix9ine there. 6ix9ine go make a comment about it. What he brought up India on his Instagram story, which I thought was disrespectful, saying someone said Dirk ain't gonna slide to any of his dead. So basically, and he was laughing at it. So basically, he was hinting at, you know, a viral post I said with viral like a month ago said Dirk ain't gonna slide on nobody for one, for his brother. No, I'm telling his slide is if any of you get hit up, it's just not making a, you know, making a joke about it. 6ix9ine to me just need to chill out, man, because you can't talk about nobody, woman like that or nothing. You been disrespected, man, for the longest. And man, I tell you this, 6ix9ine, if Dirk was to catch you anywhere alone, you get your ass beat or you dead, my boy. You it cool being funny behind the goddamn phone and shit, but I guarantee you, how the shit 6ix9ine say, he would not say the Dirk face. So I seen it turned out to be fake. Lil Tim went live. It was reported that he was shot 5 times in the chest. I don't know who made that. It turned out to be fake because he went live, you know, laughing about it whatsoever, him and Quando Rondo. So shit, I don't know if it's any related, you know, activities going on or whatsoever, but that shit just kind of strange to me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad, you know, Dirk, Andy, you know, family is safe and shit. 5 a.m., too damn early to begin. You know what I'm saying? Got to get up out your bed and, you know, shoot at some people for breaking to your shit. You know what I'm saying? That just goes to show you, bro. Even if you leave your hometown, bro, get away from your hometown. That don't mean shit. Your ass, anywhere you go, it's still the same shit. You feel what I'm saying? And to top off this episode, I told you guys it would be briefly. I'm just giving you guys, you know, a little run through of situations that has been going on recently. Don't forget, stay tuned for tomorrow. I will be dropping the music review on Pop Smoke album entitled Faith and Bootsy's new album entitled Goat Talk Part 3. I want to talk about Glock 9, Florida rapper. You know, everybody know him. Orlando rapper, he appeared in court Tuesday, July 13th. It say he pleaded guilty to identity theft and weapon charges. He's 21, whatever. He pleaded guilty to identity theft for a $10,000 PPP loan to a struggling business during the COVID-19 pandemic. He shared an Instagram message to friends showing the loan application, which were intercepted by a wiretap by the Orange County Sheriff's Office. That shit crazy. That's why I be telling people, watch what you, whatever, don't watch what you say on phones, text people, do on Instagram, all that shit, cause that shit could easily be tapped in. You feel what I'm saying? He also has a felony record dating back to he was 16, which prohibited him from having firearms, which is why he went to court for that. Which led to a felony possession charges, what he pleaded guilty to on Tuesday. During the raid last month, authorities claimed they found a duffel bag with a loaded firearm, 7 rounds inside that bitch. He also had 13 auto sears, which also semi-automatic firearms to become automatic. You know, everybody know what that shit mean. He pleaded guilty also to possessing an unregistered firearm. Man, get y'all shit registered, bro. You is 21 years. That's what I be trying to say, bro. Y'all too damn old to be walking around with unregistered firearm. Nigga, y'all is not 16, 17, no fucking more. Get your shit registered, bro. Like, come on now. You tripping, bro. The charge stems from a sawed-off semi-automatic rifle was found in a garage of his grandparents' home after a search warrant was served. The rifle was stolen during the burglary in 2019, and it wasn't registered to Glock 9, so it wasn't his. You know, it was stolen in burglary. That way you fuck up at. And in addition to them charges, Glock 9 is also facing racketeering and attempted murder charges in state court. He's scheduled to be sentenced to the charges in his plea deal on October 6th. That's a young nigga birthday too, October 6th. That's my birthday. That was up though. Dang, bro, why the fuck is they throwing around these racketeering charges? Like, every rapper that locked up, Young Boy, Lucci, Glock 9, Hot Boy. They trying to get Hot Boy. I see what they trying to get Hot Boy for racketeering. I'm like, every rapper is not doing. I think they just trying to get rid of people, bro. Cause this shit is crazy. Not everybody going around doing this shit. Hot Boy, I'm just reading up now. Florida rapper Hot Boy reveals he's turning himself in. Now he turned himself in, I think. Oh yeah, Hot Boy went on and turned himself in. He's in Orange County jail. Hot Boy turned himself in and is being held on a pair of RICO and conspiracy charges with a $750,000 bond. You feel me? Oof. But that damn near meal, my butt. But I sure he got it. And he got money. And he got guap. Also, Glock 9 is behind charges of similar. You know what I'm saying? I think Glock 9 and Hot Boy, they trying to say they in like the same. Not a game, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to speak too much. I ain't trying to sound like 12 or nothing. Y'all know what the fuck going on. But yeah, y'all know what 12 do. So, they Hot Boy, it say Hot Boy has been arrested 52 times. God damn. Glock 9 has been arrested 52 times. How the fuck is he still free? God damn, but that shit crazy, man. Y'all need to watch yourself out here in these streets. Watch what you show these people, bro, because that shit don't make no damn sense. You got wiretap. Why would you show your friends that shit on Instagram? You know that that's just stealth, boy. What you need with 10K, Glock 9? I know you got that shit in your glove department or some shit. Like, come on now. That shit ain't nothing to you, remember, boy. You should have did that shit. Freedom Boys, you know what I'm saying? But I'm finna top out this episode just like this, man. Make sure y'all follow my Instagram, official.Teray. Stay tuned. I will be making the Vibe Files, a.k.a. the Teray Show Instagram, official Instagram page coming soon. Get me to 1,000 plays within 2 weeks, you guys. I will be dropping 2-3 times a week for you guys. Stay tuned tomorrow. I will be dropping the regular Friday music review, Pop Smoke and Boosie Badass, man. Appreciate y'all for listening.